Joe Biden distracts, blames Trump for his 2021 migration crisis. By Neil Monroe on April 30, 2021. The 2021 migration flood is merely a god-awful mess at the border, and it was caused by former President Donald Trump, says President Joe Biden, whose deputies are actively opening the border to migrants from all over the world. Biden said his administration inherited one god-awful mess at the border from former President Donald Trump, NBC's Today Show reported April 30, adding. He said it's the result of the failure to have a real transition, cooperation from the last administration, like every other administration has done. After the November election, Biden said that he dispatched his transition team to meet with the officials leading the major departments across the government. The two departments that didn't give us access to virtually anything were the Immigration and the Defense Department, said Biden, who added that his team didn't know until he was sworn into office that Trump had fired many people from those departments and they were understaffed considerably. But the crisis is not just a mess at the border caused by crowded facilities with too many child migrants and too few government minders. The crisis is the economic and civic harms imposed by Biden on ordinary working Americans and on foreigners, with the support of pro-migration zealots, such as Alejandro Mayorkas, Biden's Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Under Trump, adult and child migrants caught at the border were quickly stopped and usually flown home, mostly to their homes in Central America. Trump's deputies used a wide variety of regulations, diplomatic rules, and emergency declarations to bypass open borders pressure from Democrats and judges. This policy combination pushed up wages for Americans, massively shrank the migration pipeline run by the coyotes and cartels, and it minimized the trauma, kidnappings, and crimes suffered by migrants on their treks to the border. Trump's humanitarian policy also minimized the extraction of young workers from Central America. That low migration policy provided a better foundation for economic growth and the emergence of democracy in the troubled region. Under Biden, however, Mayorkas and his deputies are carefully extracting more migrants, mostly adult men, from Central America via a wide variety of side doors in U.S. immigration law. Biden's unpopular, exploitative, and destructive strategy means many poor migrants are first separated from their families, often for many years, and many suffer or die in the federal government's chaotic migration by separation process. Single adult economic migrants are being allowed to make repeated efforts to sneak through the border, and if caught, are merely returned to the five-yard line in Mexico, instead of being flown home. Youth workers and the children of illegal migrants are being admitted via the unaccompanied alien child loophole. The wives and children of illegal migrants are being allowed in, often without any requirement that they register as migrants with the federal government. Single migrants and families from outside Mexico and Central America are allowed to work in U.S. jobs while they wait years for an asylum hearing. Federal enforcement agencies have been largely barred from deporting migrants, ensuring any migrants who get past the border zone can take low-wages jobs throughout the United States. The southern migration threatens to spike government-run migration far above the routine inflow of roughly 1 million legal immigrants. Business groups and investors are applauding the growing inflow of workers, consumers, and high-occupancy renters. Business groups recognize the inflow minimizes the pressure for wage raises in a growing economy and also jacks up housing prices in major cities. The business groups are also cheering Biden's decision to drop Trump-era protections for U.S. college graduates. Under Biden, Fortune 500 can freely use subcontractors to hire foreign college graduates in place of the American graduates who would likely use their work experience to create rival products and new companies. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, intra-democratic, rational, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other. The voter opposition to elite-backed economic migration coexists with support for legal immigrants and some sympathy for illegal migrants. But only a minority of Americans, mostly leftists, embraced the many skewed polls and articles pushing the 1950s corporate nation of immigrants claim. The deep public opposition to labor migration is built on the widespread recognition that legal and illegal migration moves money away from most Americans' pocketbooks and families. Migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to investors, from technology to stoop labor, from red states to blue states, and from the central states to the coastal states such as New York.